Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Norm Borg here with you. You know, it's been a long summer for the big-time ball camp, but Gord Erwin has brought back one of the Bearcats of the open pacing ranks, and he looks like his old self. Will the fresh legs help prepare and propel big-time ball to some late-season stakes heroics? Gord's on the other end of our line. Welcome to Trot Radio, Gord.
Oh, thank you very much, Norm.
Let's go back to the spring for a minute. You had big-time ball a few weeks from qualifying at Southern Oaks when the bad news struck. Tell us what happened.
What it was the just a little bit of tear off the sesamoid.
Okay.
So it wasn't broke. And then from there, I took him over to a clinic in Ocala.
Okay.
And we didn't do surgery per se. We just did a PRP procedure and a stem cell procedure, and that's all curtailed there.
Well, that's good news. Now, obviously, stall rest had to be part of the regimen, was it not?
Yes. The first month was just stall rest and walk him by hand.
Is he the kind of horse that is easy to get sounded up? Is he easy on himself when he's not training, or was it hard for him not to be on the track?
No. He's good in every way. He's just no trouble at all. He'll do anything you want to do.
Well, he's got any good horse, I would say with few exceptions, has to have the intelligence to go along with the raw speed, don't they?
And he's got that.
Well, he's 7 and made roughly 20 starts per year over the last two seasons. Was the prognosis always good for his recovery from the injury?
Yes, the prognosis was good as long as I took the time, and they emphasized to me that time was the healer.
Mm-hmm.
So from that, I went beyond what they even recommended it. I went overboard, time and procedure and everything I could do.
Well, you know, you can never be too careful. Now, back in April, you said that you were aiming for September, and you did hit it with a 152-3 qualifier on the 2nd. If that wasn't enough, you came back on Friday. You took two full seconds off of that. How's the horse come out of that?
Oh, the horse is excellent. He hasn't missed any of his grain or hay or nothing, and he's sharp. I just put him away now. You couldn't ask him to be better.
When will we see him back in the box? In time for the Breeders' Crown?
No, I'm hoping he goes back in next Saturday.
Okay, and then the Breeders' Crown at Woodbine in October, is that part of the plan?
That is part of the plan if he stays sound and healthy, and if Paul McDonnell tells me he's good enough, because I rely on Paul 100% of what to do with this horse.
Yeah, he's pretty good, isn't he?
Who's that, Paul?
Yeah.
In my mind, I've been with Paul ever since In Vitro was 3-year-old, then, and I've been with Paul with all my horses continuously.
And he's one of the real nice guys too in the game.
Well, in my mind, I take nothing away from the other drivers, but Paul is one of the top reinsmen in North America, as far as I'm concerned. He always brings me a horse back, and you can talk to the man. I think many trainers are missing the boat by not using them myself, but that's fine. I'll use them.
Well, yeah, I'll do the better for you.
That's right.
Now, big-time ball's lifetime best, 148-2. That was back in 2009. Paced in 48-3 in a narrow miss last year. What kind of speed do you think he'll need to take on the We Will Sees and the One the Wests? What's your take on that?
I think he's going to have to go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he might even have to go 47 in a piece. I mean, the way these horses are going today, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Well, you're right. You know, I remember back in 2004, I was working at Hanover Raceway. Somebody came running out of the lower-level grandstand after having seen a gold event at Woodbine, and he was just out of his mind saying, they just went 49-3.
Yeah.
That's good, but it's not great.
Yeah, I don't know where it's going to stop, Norm. You know, but many people don't know that. I mean, I work very close with Paul McDonnell, and we're now partners in a couple horses. And and Paul and I work together every day on our horses and with Ball. And truth being, I haven't sat on Ball since the spring.
Okay.
You know, Paul does most of the training and driving. I learned a long time ago when I was a supervisor in General Motors, you have to learn to assign, and you have to know your people. And do you think I can drive as well as Paul McDonnell? forget it.
Well, you're very humble. I mean, obviously, your skills as a horseman are clearly documented. But you're right. Paul is good at what he does. He brings that added dimension of also being a horseman in his own right. So you're going to get that extra sense from a guy like that.
Certainly. There's none better. Yeah. There's none better. I am so fortunate to be in retirement and be involved with a gentleman like that in this business. I've never been so comfortable in my life in the business as I am right now.
And you know, if you can hit that comfort level, that's unfortunately puts you in the minority.
I mean,
let's be honest. No shortage of people that don't quite get along with their connections. Now, we haven't seen much of you on the track this year, Gord, but you were front and center at the Hall of Fame ceremony this year. You had the honor of seeing Ball's sister, In Vitro, inducted. Tell us about In Vitro and what it meant to see her go into the Hall.
Well, I think it was one of the highlights of my career to have a homebred, you know, to be nominated, then be elected into the Canadian Hall of Fame. I mean, that is likely just the climax for me, you know, it's just the best. And she deserved it. She was very special. Yeah.
Is this a great game or what?
It is a great game. It's hard and you have to have a lot of luck. But, you know, when you have two horses like I got, it's quite a different snore.
What a pleasure to talk to somebody who's got the kind of spirit and the kind of passion for the game that you do, Gord Irwin. Thank you so much for being on Trot Radio.
Well, thank you for calling in at any time.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Mark.